Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 3, Mix Number
8.
What's up? Welcome to the Halala Show. Dude, you know what I've been looking into? Because I've been listening to a lot of other podcasts lately. And, you know, I want a soundboard. Because, you know, we don't like editing, right? We don't like to put music like after we edit. But I want to do something where I can push a button and it inserts it while we're recording. I don't know how to do that.
I mean, we can ask.
Yeah, what cricket sounds, you know? Oh, man. Anyway, welcome to the Halala Show, everyone. Rika G, tell them about the podcast.
So we start with talking about our lives because we are conceited as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Look at me, bro.
Listen to me.
Look at me.
And then after that, we have our TTs. What are our TTs?
The TTs are trending topics for today. We're going to discuss lightly on the Russia-Ukraine thing, because TBH, we don't know anything. As much, you know, I've read up on it. Like, I've read multiple articles. I still don't really understand what's going on. I just know the basic gist of it. But we're going to talk more about the people that are against it, even especially like Russian like celebrities. Like, there's a famous tennis star, a famous rapper, like one of the biggest rappers in Russia is up against it. But there's something that is, I don't want to make light of the situation, but there's like something that happened involving Russian soldiers and online dating that is something to talk about. So we'll talk about that. There's an update on the status of the alert level in Metro Manila. Good news. I would call it good news, right? I guess.
Okay.
Moving to a lower alert level.
True.
And then we have some odd diva that Rika found regarding, is it McDonald's?
I think so. Yeah, McDonald's, but in another country.
In another country. And what flavor of ice cream sundae they are offering.
It's something that not a lot of people
will not guess it. Like, if you haven't seen the article and we asked you to guess it, you wouldn't guess. How many guesses would it take them, Rika G?
Like, I don't know, 10.
No way. It would take you 50 guesses to guess this flavor. So we'll talk about that for some odd diva. You can jump straight to the TTs at the timestamps below, but we should start with our Where You Been, where we talk about our lives. You want to start?
BT? Oh my gosh.
You had a big week.
You know, I know. I had such a whirlwind the past few days. Emotionally, physically, it was just like an up and down, honestly. Mm-hmm. I don't want this to be like a therapy session because I have my own therapist for that.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's good. That's good.
Right? But... But let me start with the last week of my radio show, the last week of me being on my radio show. Been there for 5 years. Cannot believe that I had to walk away. I am about to cry, but I will not cry.
Have you ever cried on this podcast? We have cried on this podcast.
We have. I think so.
Well, I've cried once or twice, I'm pretty sure.
3 years into the podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like we've done everything.
All right.
No, but literally, it's something that I still cannot believe that I did, to the point where I haven't really made a statement, a post, and anything, really, because ako sa sarili ko, parang tangina, ginawa mo yon. Remember all those years? So, you know, you telling people that this is your forever job. This is you, who you are. It was such a difficult decision for me to make, because I've put so much of who I am and my personality and, you know, my life into what I do. Mm-hmm. And that I had to explain, I had to remind myself that what you do and who you are two different things. Like, it was such a struggle for me to convince myself that you are not Rika, the radio DJ. You are Rika.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you do, that's who you are. or that's your decision, but who you are is totally different. And I even had to I have to affirm that to me every single time, every single day. I have to reaffirm, whatever decision that you make, that is just who you are, and what you do can be different things. You can put on a different hat every single day, and it's fine as long as kilala mo yung sarili mo. So I am guessing, hopefully I can try to find out who I am.
I get it.
That's what we do in life anyway. Uh-huh. That's basically what we do in life.
Yeah.
But it was such a hard decision for me to make. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, up until now, I just feel like I'm on a weekend and I have to go on board one day. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun, yung parang, well, today was the first day that I wasn't really, well, no. Today's the second day that I'm not on board for the morning rush. And it's feeling ko lang naka-leave ako. Yun yung feeling ko. Mm. Yun ko lang naka-leave ako. Hindi ako makapaniwala na hindi ako papasok.
Yeah.
Feeling ko next week papasok na ako. Ganun. I kind of have to shift my mindset into thinking that my mornings are free and it can be that time, that effort can be put into something else that was given to me in this life. So it's such a, oh my God, that day was such a, I don't know. And if you know me, I'm the type of person who don't like a lot of attention on, I like attention, but not about me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's say you're hosting. Obviously, the attention would be on you.
Yes.
But it's not about you.
Again.
So I had such a struggle that day because everybody kept telling me, and this is also something that I kind of struggled with. Because, when you're on radio, you don't really hear, you don't really see people listening to you, right? You don't really know the impact that you give.
Yeah, a lot of silent listeners usually.
Right? And when I announced that I'm leaving, it was my last day, I had an influx, a flood of messages telling me that they like my voice and my jokes and my whatever. And I listen to you every day. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, am I making the wrong decision? Mm. Bigla ko napaisip. Am I making the wrong decision? Because I didn't know that people actually, parang may self-sabotage talaga eh. And totoo, hindi ko talaga alam na, shit, ganun pala. Hindi ko alam na people like me on air. I never knew. 6 years. I never knew that this is what people felt about what I do on air. Naiiyak tuloy ako. Kasi parang naiinis ako na parang bakit hindi ko yun sinasabi sa sarili ko? Alam mo yun? And but that's the thing, that's really not the reason why I went on air. That's not the reason why I like that job. I like that job because that was the dream job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hindi ko siya, never ko siya inisip dahil sisikat ako. Dahil malalaman ng mga tao kung sino ko. Kailan ko sinabi sa'yo yun, JC?
Never.
Diba? Kailan
never.
Ko sinabi ko sa'yo na sana dumami followers ko. Gulat na gulat pa nga ako that people follow me online. Kasi iniisip ko, sino ba ako para i-follow nyo online? All 23,000 of you guys. Yeah. I have nothing to say. But, getting all of those messages, I'm just so touched. And I'm so relieved also. Na all those years of me worrying, me sounding stupid, feeling ko I sound stupid on air, wala akong ambag, ganyan. Mm. Parang medyo na nabigyan ako ng
validation.
Ng comfort, ng validation, and comfort. Knowing that what I did the past year, the past 6 years, was actually something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, as in, ngayon para ako nalulungkot na ewan. Okay, naiyak na ako. Ayoko na.
But you know what? You said that you didn't feel it, but I'll tell you, I knew. And everyone who came out of the woodworks, samba sila out of their Twitter phone. Hi, Rika. I'm working. No, but I want to let you know. I want to let you know that we knew, man. We knew for the last 6 years, bro. And, maybe now you only felt it, but... we knew, man. We knew.
Yeah.
I believed in day one, right? Didn't I tell you?
Yeah.
When we started this podcast, I told you I need you. Yeah. No one's going to listen to me alone. Look at my solo podcast versus this podcast. It's fucking night and day. I don't even know I record my solo podcast. I have like 5 listeners. You, I need you, man, because you got the goods, friend. Right?
Thanks, man. As but I'm yeah,
you, we knew, man. We knew, even as far back as when you were starting, and not just Morning Rush. And I asked you, I think before Morning Rush.
No, yeah, before.
But before Morning Rush.
Yeah, before. Yeah.
I said, and dami nagla-like ng photo mo ng 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. And daming comments. Who comments on a photo post at 2 a.m.? I said, Rika G's got the goods, man. I knew that from the start.
Thanks, man. Thanks. And like I said, like I told people this on air, na parang, I mean, without RX, I wouldn't have met you, dude. Yeah. We wouldn't have a podcast together. So it was such a struggle. And then so that Thursday was my last day on air. And then at the same time, you know, it's also like a few days before my birthday.
Which I forgot about.
It's okay.
What's
dude,
the first, what's know, the first but... thing I asked you today?
What do you want to, when do you want to record?
No, no, no. Before the, after that, I said, is it your birthday tomorrow? And you said, no, it's today. Oh, it's happy today. Birthday.
Well, thank you. It's okay. No, but yeah. So my friends surprised me during dinner with a cake and everything. And I was just so touched. And, tag mo dito, it was just like, emotionally and physically, I was just, and mentally, I was exhausted. That was, yeah, basta parang, alam mo yon, nasiraan pa si R, tapos kinilangan. Alam mo yon, parang, so anyway, hindi ko pa siya natulungan. So parang, oh my God, bakit? Shit. So, sobrang dami talaga nangyari nung araw, tsaka yung gabing yon.
Right, right.
So, parang, anyway, but that's like beside the point. Those are just like, you know, things that happen during the day. But I'm super thankful for my friends. I'm so thankful for my family who didn't, even, alam mo yung family ko, sobrang ox talaga yung relationship namin yun kasi hindi sila nakikigulo. Like, gets mo ba? Like, hindi na sila nakikigulo kasi alam nila na magulo na nga ako as a person. So, like, hindi na sila nakiki-input ng, are you okay? Parang, ba't di mo sa amin sinabi or whatever? As in, sobrang naisip ko nga, sobrang thankful talaga ako to my parents na hindi sila nagme-meddle. You know what I mean? They're just kind of there, chilling. You know what I mean?
That's good.
Yeah. So parang ako, gusto ko lang sa kanila talaga sabihin, I'm gonna meet them later. Na parang, sobrang thank you na hindi kayo nakigulo sa gulo ng buhay ko. Kasi, kumbaga, ano lang sila, nag-aantay lang sila doon. Na parang, kung kailan ka ready, umuwi. Kung kailan ka ready, andito lang kami. Yeah. So, yeah, even with my friends who really know me, they didn't even ask for anything. Like, they were all just like, quiet lang. Kasi alam nila magulo yung life ko. Right. Even R, quiet lang siya. Alam mo yun? Parang walang...
I get it. I know it. I don't talk to you. I never talk to you. I never mess
diba?
With you.
Yung parang, ano lang, wala yung mga parang, ba't mo yung ginawa? Or ano sa tingin mo yung ano mangyari na? So, I get enough of that from other people. So, anyway, we had dinner at Cheech and Chang, which is like the I best. Told you guys,
the best.
You have to try it there. Come on.
Oh,
and here's the thing.
Shit.
They have bomb food. They always have beer. And right beside it, they have a gin room where you can ask for like different like cocktails and everything. It's just so good. So shout out to Cheech and Chang. Shout
that's
out to my friends.
Drink of choice too. Gin, man. That's
yes, I know. That's why it's my favorite. Anyway, Friday, I just went to 1C. We did our thing. And then Saturday came, it was a full day at 1C. I think I had to do stuff in the morning. And, you know, my car's been like weird. As in, there's really something with the alternator or something. I don't know what that is.
I have the same mindset towards cars. Mm. Right? I told you this. If the check engine light doesn't go
on,
I don't care.
You're good. You're great.
What's an oil change, man? What is
water?
That?
I don't think you need that.
I know that. Dude, I have
a car wash?
I know,
maybe not.
Do not follow me, but I have not changed my oil in ever.
That's some
even
sticky,
my old car,
sticky
dude,
stuff.
My old car. That, okay, quick story, Len. When I sold my old car in the States, my auntie sold it for me. I felt a little embarrassed because the car broke down on the people they sold it to.
And they told me
like the oil looked like, it looked like, you know, oil is supposed to look like oil, right? It looked like sand.
Oh, shit, dude.
I felt like, oh, shit, my bad.
Whoopsies.
So your car's been on the fritz, huh?
Yeah, there's something with my car, I think, with a push start button or whatever. But anyway, I'm going to get that checked this week and push I have time for that.
I've never had a car.
Yeah. That's kasi, di ba, ano, carless.
You know,
I'm about to be carless.
Yeah, I haven't had a new car yet. Like, all my cars have been pre, like, 2014.
Which makes sense, dude. Which makes sense. Actually, even my car is secondhand. So,
yeah, what is push the start? Like, why did that become a thing?
I don't know.
That makes it harder for me to find my keys.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But yeah, there's something with my car, but that's beside the point. Saturday was such a fun day because I got to spend time with our friends. So he has like a group of friends, like from college and high school and stuff. And it's just so fun for me because you know me, like I only have small groups of people in my life, like different parts of my life.
Yeah.
Na parang I have one college friend, I have one high school friend, I have one work friend. And when I do want all of them to get together, it's so hard because they all have to mingle. And
you're the middle woman.
Yeah. So parang ang saya lang to see like a barkada and everything. So we ate at Tito's, which is here in Capitolio. And by the way, super, oh my god, like I had birria tacos again. It's just the food is so good. That's it. Like lahat. I had sisig tacos, dude. Honestly, sisig tacos, I know it's not like a legit like Mexican.
It's not, it's a Filipino taco.
No, it's a Filipino thing. It's just, it's so good on a taco.
And where'd you get the sisig tacos? I've had those before, I just forgot Itos. Where, but I've never had it from there.
Yeah, so because that's where we ate. We had dinner, and then diba right behind Tito's, they have like a speakeasy bar, room 16. It's open now.
Yeah. Nice.
But we were the only people there. So we had drinks and we had fun, and it was just like it was so easy to. They were all so easy to get along with and easy to talk to. So shout out to you guys. I can't name all you guys because I don't know if you want me to name you.
Okay, fair.
Shout
fair.
I don't mean like you know to like publicly say. Okay. But anyway, it was just so fun. We ended up in my condo, which was just like down the street, right? Till like 4 a.m. a spin. Mm. We played We Are Not Really Strangers, that game.
What's that?
It's like a card game, like getting to know people. Like, you know, couples play that game. So search for it. It's a really nice game.
We're Not Really Strangers game. Okay. All right. I see it.
Burp.
Okay, no,
so anyway, it has like a lot of
So sample questions I see here on the website is, what do you think my name is? Do you think I've been in love?
Yeah.
What was your first?
Getting
to know questions. Okay.
Yeah. So it was nice because, you know, I wanted to get to know our friends. I wanted to get to know them. And it was such a fun conversation because they were so open about, you know, their lives and what they're going through. And, you know,
play this shit. Man.
I know we should play this shit. So anyway, but I was just so thankful that happened because I got to know like a different set of people, you know, outside my circle, which was always the goal because sometimes I feel like my circle is getting smaller and smaller, you know, small friends.
Mm. Small friends and keep them smaller. Friends, keep your enemies small smaller. Enemies.
But I was just, and they were also like receptive and, you know, intuitive, everything. As in like, we talk about everything and I'm like, wow, this is great. I mean, I'd love to get to know you guys. So we had drinks here and then we didn't know that we ended at like 4 a.m. already. No.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Anyway, Sunday again was a full day at 1C, and then it was my salubong party. So I invited, you know, a couple of friends over. Ganun na naman siya. So like I had friends from like biking, I have friends from 1C, friends from my college, friends from my high school, friends. And I was just so thankful that they were all so friendly to each other to the point na parang hindi na ako na awkward. Hindi nice. Na ako, like I didn't even have to like tell people to we guys kausapin yun may isa't isa. They were all just like happy to be there. We played beer pong, we played that like LCR game, you know that game? Yung parang
LCR?
Yeah, so parang you get like 20 pesos each. Tapos when you roll the dice and it says LC, it says LLR.
Left, center, right.
Yes.
Okay.
It says LLR, you give 20 peso bills. To the year left. That's one year right. Ganon.
What game is that?
Yeah, and then only one person would get all the money in the end.
What?
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, it's interesting. Yeah. Sounds like a good way to lose 20 pesos, right?
I know. But I provided all the money naman. They didn't they didn't have to like shell out anything. Okay, I ordered from Luto ni Gab. Remember I told you about the Cubanos that I've been eating?
Mm-hmm.
He has like bomb Cubanos and they also have a new flavor. Just search for it on Instagram, Luto ni Gab. And then I ordered their Parmesan crusted fish kemikeme. It was so good. Also their pesto and sisig, because I just felt like it's a good idea to have sisig at an inuman. So we had beer pong. And by the way, Abby and her sisters are like MVPs at beer pong. Like, pag nakita mo sila, as in magugulat ka talaga. You know, they're like these chinita girls, you know, petite chinita girls. Pero tayo na pag nag-beer pong sila, akala mo sobrang as in. Tawang-tawa ako. Yeah, if you see Abby, I mean, Abby, my partner at 1C, ano, like, yung mga sisters niya din. Tawang-tawa ako. It was actually my birthday wish. Sabi ko sa kanila, don't give me a gift, whatever. Wag na. Mag-beer pong lang tayo. As in. So they were like, okay,
right.
Happy to do that for you. So we had beer pong.
What rules do you play for beer pong? Because iba-iba, I know there's like house rules, right? Do you have the standard rules? Re-racking?
No, sa amin kasi parang, so yung sa amin, so once you shoot the ball, somebody picks out the card and then you have to drink what it says on the card. So it's either whiskey or tequila or whatever.
Oh, that's different.
And then at the end, it's different. And then at the end, kung sino yung natalo na team, they all drink. And then yung usual, like when you bounce the ball and it goes
two cups.
Yeah,
it's good.
So, ano pa ba? Yun, we had beer pong, and then again, we ended at like 5 a.m. again. So it's like two days of the weekend. Na parang feeling ko, okay, that's just too much. I need the potato today. So yeah, it was just it's super fun, and it was just such a whirlwind. I'm thankful that, you know, I can control my emotions and stuff that I don't. Kasi nagkaroon ng point this week na parang gusto ko na lang magstay sa bed. But na-convince ko yung sarili ko na, you know what, that won't do you any good. So you have to stand up and like shower and do shit. Okay?
Yeah.
So,
I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Finn?
Finn. How about you?
Dude, I had a pretty eventful weekend.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me go back to yun, yeah. So I guess on Friday or Saturday, I went to Pampanga. My mom called me out of nowhere and she said, when are you coming home? So, you know, I was like, oh,
ooh, the beach.
I guess I'm coming today, I said. So I drove home. And so the next day we went to Subic. But when we got there first thing I did, obviously in Pampanga, the reason why I avoid going there more often is because all I do there is eat, bro. All I do is eat. And I've been trying to lose weight. And I've lost a good amount of weight, I think, since December. Okay. But dude, it's just nonstop. And I love eating, right? I can't help it. You know, I cannot control my food consumption ko. When there's fucking like crispy pata and whatever in front of me, oh, it's so good, man. There's this one place in Nepo Mall. I forgot the name, Vidalis or something like that. Oh my God, it's so good, bro. It's so good. I have to look up the name. The servings are so good, are so big rather. And ang sarap ng luto, sarap ng pansit nila, sarap ng crispy pata. It's right in Nepo Mall, like next to McDonald's. So if you ever
where's
in Angeles
Nepo
City,
Mall?
It's in the middle of Angeles City. There's a place there called Nepo Quad where there's also a bunch of restaurants. We should go there one time, man. And daming kainan dun. So we ate at this place next to McDonald's. I forgot the name. It's so delicious. Crispy pata, their spiced chicken. Even their Caesar salad was really good. So we ate that for dinner. My mom also loves chocolate di Batirol.
Oh, yes. She
loves that shit. And they always get it there. There's another stall next to, like in Nepo Quad. They always, that's the, dun nila, ano, lagi ako inayaya whenever I go. Like, let's go get Batirol. She loves that. So we ate
have
there.
You ever had Batirol? So you drank Batirol.
Yeah, yeah. Like
I like the ano, I like the aligasgasness of it. Aligasgasness.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
that's not a word.
Delicious sand.
It's rough, you know? It has texture.
It's good. And it's a little bit it's sweet, but there's like a bitterness to it, which it's kind of like coffee-ish. Ish in that sense. So that's what I did on the first day. And then the next morning, my mom's friend from college, like parang hindi sila batchmates, but they're in the same, I think, UP School of Economics or whatever.
Okay.
So, I up till this day, I always wondered how my mom was able to stay in touch with her high school and college friends. Because there was no Facebook. Because my mom's old as fuck, right? She's like,
you can't say that about your mom.
She's old, man. I tell her all the time, Ma, matwa na ka in Kabambangan. Ma, you're so old. And I was like, how did you stay in touch? And I don't know how. I asked her. She said like they stayed in touch through before like letters and then email. Because when email came out, I think it became a little bit more manageable. Mm-hmm. But you know, now it's hard for me to stay in touch with anybody unless they're on Instagram or Facebook. Even Facebook, I don't even use. So I find it so like not inspiring, but I think it's really cool that they were able to keep in touch. So anyway, my mom's college friend came through with his friend, and he wanted to go to because galing siya state siya ata, and he only had a few days in the Philippines, and he wanted to see like the beach, but he could only do a day trip. So we went to Subic, which isn't that far from Angeles. It's about an hour and a half, but I fell asleep for the ride, but it's not that far. And we went to this place called Camayan Beach Resort. On my Instagram, I accidentally put All Hands Beach Resort kasi kala ko same lang, but I've been to both pala. Kasi Camayan, Camay, that was All Hands. Same lang naman for me.
Diba? Didn't sleep subways. Translate for yarn.
Anyway, Camayan, we ate there again, more food. There's an entrance fee, nakalimutan ko kung magkano, but it's not that expensive as far as I remember.
Feeling ko nakapunta na ako dyan sa Camayan.
Yeah. It's
a pretty well-known place, but I feel like nakapunta na ako dyan.
Sa tabi nga, dati parang may mga dolphin shows and shit. And I don't think they really do those anymore, but there's like a aqua center thingy next door. So yeah, the beach was nice. There's a lot of people, a lot of families. And, you know, I don't like the beach, right? I've said this, you know this. I'm not really a fan of the beach. But it was nice to kind of get out into, like, the wild.
Into the wild?
You know, the wild versus, you know, because lagi ako sa Manila, diba? So you don't really see trees. You don't see, and there are monkeys there, man.
You don't drive. You swing from tree
exactly,
to tree.
Man. It was nice. It was nice to see, like, just explore. It felt like I wasn't in a world where things were going to shit because of a virus and because of all the international events that are happening. It just felt nice to kind of get away. And it was cool. We didn't stay long, maybe like four or five hours. My mom was the only one. My mom and my stepdad were the only ones that went into the water. Right.
Okay.
So then, you know, they showed some skin too much, I think.
In my opinion.
Right. Mom, put that away.
Let her live her life.
She had a great time, and you know, my mom's like, I want to go into the because my mom likes to say stuff and pretend that she's not into it. She's like, hindi ako masyado mag-swimming. I just want to go in for the health benefits of the seawater. I know she wanted to swim, bro. She can just say, gusto ko mag swimming. But she said, I got it, you know, that sea salt on my skin and whatever.
I want to meet you. I haven't met your mom. She's cool. She's I want to cool. meet your mom.
She is cool people, man. And then we went home lang. Ate again, nepo. So my mom took them. Where do you think? Batirol, right? sarap din ng ano, sarap din ng bibingka nila dun. It's called Nelson's Bibingka, I think is the name of the place in Nepo. I don't know if they're a chain, but it's just a small shack. It's not even a restaurant. Para siyang ano, a food stall. So it's called Nelson's. That place is good, man. And then yesterday, so I got back to Manila, you know, yesterday. And before that pala, on Friday or Thursday, I watched Uncharted, the Tom
ooh,
Holland movie
with Tom Mark Wahlberg.
And you know what? The reviews are not good, but I thoroughly enjoyed that movie.
Okay. It's like, isn't it a game?
It's right? based off of the game, the PlayStation series game. And I, full disclosure, I've never played the game. So as a fan of the games, I'm not sure if you would enjoy it, but I was looking on Reddit. And a lot of people who enjoyed the game said that it was an enjoyable, like, translation of the game. Like, you know, it's not exactly perfect, but for fans of the game, they said that it was pretty good for what it was. So I guess I'll take that as it, you know, at face value. And you ever watch National Treasure?
The
movie.
The movie.
Yeah. No, not
Jose Arizada. No. What's his name?
See, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, yes.
Yeah. So it's like, it's pretty much that. Like, it's if you enjoyed National Treasure, I think you'll enjoy.
Oh, then I would enjoy. Oh.
Yeah, you'll enjoy Uncharted.
Is it on Netflix?
Yung ano, National Treasure? I don't think so. Baka yung part
Uncharted.
Two.
Uncharted?
No, Uncharted is still in theaters.
Oh, okay.
I watched it in theaters. I watched it in Ayala 30th Malls. Maganda yung upuan dun eh. It's nice. It's a little pricey. I think it's like $360
yeah.
or $370, but it has the reclining seats. But it's not like Director's Club level, I guess. But for me, okay, it's nice. And there was like maybe like six other people in there. So if you're scared of, you know, a full crowd, don't worry about that. So I watched that and yeah, I enjoyed it. Okay, so back to my story. So yesterday, pumunta sa BGC and I took a little photo shoot. I don't know if you checked my Instagram because I had my pigtails that you...
I did not see
that. Yeah, I took some photos for my long hair because I'm going to cut it either tomorrow or Wednesday. And depending on my meeting, which is going to happen in about an hour after we record, the shoot that I'm going on, we're going to go to Quezon province.
Where in Quezon?
Lukban.
Ooh, you have to get the longanisa.
Because we're going to cover the... Basta, we're going to cover some stuff. I don't know if I'm allowed to say yet. But yeah, we're going to go there. And I'm going to be there for 4 days. If tuloy pa, because I got a message from them kanina, sabi nila that there's some things with the LGU. But I'm guessing because alert level 1 now, which we'll talk about for the TTs, I think it's going to push through. So yeah, okay. So I got my, forgot what else we did. Just walk around BGC and took some photos. And that's pretty much my week in a nutshell. And shout out to my mom and to my stepdad. Thank you for accommodating me. Thank you for paying for everything. Like, I never take out my wallet. I pretend to. Yeah, I like to do that.
You pretend to.
Yeah, like, right. Ma, ano yung ano, bill? Ako na. Okay, sige, next time.
Ang bilis.
Ganun.
Hindi pa niya sinasabi na. Ako na.
Next time.
Ako na. Check.
But yeah, it was nice to see them. And I think I'm going to go back because my mom's going back to Tokyo soon. And Tokyo, although Japan isn't open to tourists yet because she's a resident and she's a worker there. She has a business there. So I'm going to try to see her one more time before she leaves. So you know, Finn, Wapow. All right, let's start with Russia and Ukraine. We're not going to discuss like the geopolitics of it all because admittedly, I think Rika will agree, don't know anything about like the history. Yeah.
I was telling JC, you know, if we start talking about it, it's not going to be a talk. It's going to be silence for me. I don't want to say the wrong thing. Yeah.
But we will talk about some kind of inspirational stories coming out of that. First of all, there are a lot of viral clips on Twitter showing people, the Ukrainian people, in defiance of the Russian troops. But let's just go a little bit of background on it, just from an article. So this is from nationalworld.com. I don't know what they are. I don't know if they're legit, but you just Google it yourself. But I'm just going to read this excerpt. Okay. So simply put, Russian President Vladimir Putin has viewed Ukraine as traditionally part of Russia. So parang historically, Russia and Ukraine, they had like a history. And he believes that there are parts of Ukraine that belong to Russia, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So last week on February 24, Russia conducted a military operation, quote unquote, in eastern Ukraine. He ordered troops into like this region that is supposedly supposed to be part of Ukraine, but he believes it's part of Russia. So they crossed this like line. There's like a red line there that was set by, you know, the powers that be. And because of that, it became like an act of war because you're not, you know, it's not really Russia, it's Ukraine. So he's been sending troops there, and that's kind of just like the history of it all. Like that's like because of history, Russia, he believes that Ukraine belongs to Russia, and that's why he sent troops there. And he has threatened, see, Putin has threatened other countries that attempt to interfere with the Russian action would lead to, and here's the quote, consequences they have never seen. So that's the kind of the background. All right. So okay. You can do your own research if you are interested in what's happening. You know, obviously this doesn't cover all of it, but I think the thing is that what I've been seeing online, and I'm sure you've seen as well, Rica, and maybe our Lecce fans have seen, is that people are like, this is stupid. You know, this is dumb. We shouldn't be fighting over something that really, you know, I mean, the world was fine 2 weeks ago between Russia and Ukraine. So why now? And a lot of people have been protesting, including some viral stories, including a Russian tennis player. I don't know if you saw this clip where after a match in the Dubai Tennis Championships, he wrote on the camera, you know, like he actually wrote the words on the camera, "No war, please." And that got a great reaction from the crowd and from the, you know, the people online. And he's Russian. Right. So he obviously is against this. Another one is a famous Russian rapper. His name is Oxy Myron, and he canceled his sold out concerts in Russia, in Moscow, in protest of the Ukraine invasion. So I don't know who Oxy Myron is, but from what I've been reading, he's like the, you know, name me a big rap star, like Eminem or I don't know.
Right.
Jay-Z. He's like the Jay-Z of Russia. And he has taken a stand saying, you know, he says, I know that most people in Russia are against this war. And I am confident that the more people would talk about their real attitude towards it, the faster we can stop this horror. And I think that is fantastic. Any thoughts on Russian celebrities standing up against, you know, Vladimir Putin, who is a scary guy, man.
Yeah.
Scary dude.
Scary, powerful guy.
Very powerful.
But yeah, I mean, it's great that they're using their platform to actually, you know, spread the word about it and what they believe in. Ako, niniwala ko, you know, nobody really wins in war.
I agree.
You know, diba?
Very true.
Lahat talo. Lahat talo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that I wanted to bring up, which I think is more something that you could maybe talk more about, is there was a kind of a funny story that came out of, you know, what's happening in this Russia invasion. So apparently Russian soldiers have been going on Tinder and trying to match with people in the areas that they are invading in Ukraine. And because of this, their location of the like, because, you know, it's supposed to be secretive where the Russian soldiers are coming from. But because now of their social media or their dating app profile appearing, but it's geolocation.
Mm-hmm.
So they were kind of gave away their location of where they were because they were swiping on Tinder, which I think is pretty funny.
Because y'all nasty.
Y'all nasty.
But were they really there for dating though?
I think
like,
so.
Was it like an honest mistake kind of thing?
No, I mean like they were, you know, they're soldiers. I don't know. Like I've seen a lot of videos where the Russian soldiers look like they don't want to be there, but I assume these are young guys, right? Young guys that are in the military, and you know, people in the military, they, you know, they go on social, they go on dating profile. I know this, like in the States, a lot of people on the social media, like all the girls that I know, my friends say that there are a lot of military guys on Tinder. And I think it holds true for the Russian soldiers, including like one person who talked about this story said there was a muscular guy posed up trying to look sexy in bed, posing with his pistol. Ha. Huh? How will you swipe right on that, Rika G?
No, swipe thank right. you. No, I would delete the app. I would be like, I'm out of here. You don't have to worry about me. Let me pack my stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of funny, but also kind of, kind of weird. Like, why would you go on a dating platform and try to swipe? Like, they were actually trying to actively match with locals, which is crazy to me. It's crazy to me, man. So yeah, I mean, I hope that they the intel that was given on Tinder was able to, you know, save some cities from, or save some people, because they gave away their location though, according to this article. So people were like, oh, there are Russians here, let's get out of here, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
fail me. Oh man, why would that cross your mind? Would that ever cross your mind? You know, if you ever were invading another country to go on social, to go swipe.
I don't know, because I mean, I really can't say. Because yeah. I mean, I would. Hopefully, we would never be in that kind of situation.
Right, right.
But you know, I mean, if I guess it's possible. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess it is possible. Yeah.
And because of this news, the apparently the Russian forces were ordered to like have radio silence, to turn off all their phones.
Right. So delete Tinder.
There we go. Because no, you know, I'm thinking like they could have been catfish, right? Or like, mm-hmm. you know, people could have been, you know, Ukrainian people could have been getting intel or whatever from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe Tinder is like a source of tension.
I can't believe it's a source of tension and intel. It's
and like
such
intel.
It's such a 2022 thing, right? Such a 2022 thing to happen.
But I mean, it's no laughing matter what's happening
in both
of those countries, of course. And you know what they're all going through, and especially, you know, all the people who are living there. And I mean, diba, can you imagine all the kids?
Yeah.
And you know, the children, the families, uprooting their life and mm-hmm. everything. It's a struggle. So
yeah, so
hopefully this gets resolved.
Yeah. Hopefully Russia backs down. Or it's not really, it's Putin, man. That guy's weird. He's such a weirdo. He's such a power tripper, in my opinion. I don't know, you know, just from what I hear about it.
Yeah,
please don't listen to us, Russian intel. You know, the Russian a special agent, indeed, John Anning, special agent Anon. What's a Russian name?
I don't know, man.
Special agent Igor, bro. Special agent Igor.
I can't. Okay.
Wapow. All right, let's talk about bum 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 bum. Alert level 1 starting in Metro Manila, as well as 38 other areas. Starting,
what does that entail?
Starting March 1, which is tomorrow or a Tuesday, it means that we are at the lowest level of alert level. So 100% capacity now.
Okay.
Or you know how before it was like, what, 50 or 60%? Mm-hmm. Age restrictions. All ages now are allowed to move. So we will see these kids. These freaking kids will be out and about.
Whoa.
Subject, of course, to LG rules, but this is kind of like the general consensus. Interzonal travel. Oh, wait, what were you going to say?
No, but I do know that they're already giving out vaccines for kids, right?
I think so. I don't know the actual, the truth about that, but I would assume so. I would assume so. Everything, so like religious gatherings now fully operational. Mm-hmm. Government offices. So now I was about to renew my passport, which I've been putting off for a while. So maybe I might have to go in person and not do it by mail, I'm thinking. And there are no more prohibited activities and establishments. So everything that, you know, anything that was prohibited before, like maybe in the past casinos, maybe besides large gatherings, I don't know what other things were they were more strict on, but they are now going to be fully operational according to the IATF.
You know, like we should still follow protocol and wear your mask and everything. So mm-hmm. We still have to be cautious about it. But I am glad that, you know, at the very least we are progressing.
Face-to-face classes, by the way, for basic education will be subject to the approval of the Office of the President. So maybe that's the only thing that maybe will not fully revert back to quote unquote full capacity as of now.
Mm-hmm.
But as a student, I don't know how would you, because we're not students anymore. But every time I ask someone, I've asked, because I've met a lot of people who have either they have kids that are doing work from home or study from home. And I've met some, you know, I have some friends that are still in college. So I asked them like, would you love to go back to face-to-face or do you prefer the setup now? And every time, I'd say like maybe like 90% they're like, I miss face-to-face. So,
oh,
yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a surprising answer, but just a viewpoint. So I know we have some Leche fans who are students, maybe.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think.
I feel like I would only say that because you've already experienced school from,
yes,
you know, home.
Yes. Yeah.
So, kasi, but I do remember going to school and being like, oh, I wish I wasn't here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Same.
But maybe that's just me. That's, yeah, just me.
Yeah.
But I do know a lot of people who wish that they could go back to face-to-face classes. And there are some, let's say, there are some like courses, especially in college, where you really need to be in school because that's where they have equipment and everything. You know, how, like, let's say, I'm just thinking like med school. I mean, obviously you would have to go to like your laboratory, mm-hmm, to practice your skills and everything. Or like when you're a med tech.
Cadavers, right? They don't send cadavers to your house. That would be weird.
Hopefully not.
Like, how do you send that? LBC?
I didn't know. Nope.
Right? Like, what do you write? Maybe you have to declare what you're sending if it's like a big package. You can't put dead person.
No.
That would be so, ooh, my red flag.
Red flag,
red flag,
customs,
you know?
Customs is shaken. You know? But, I was just thinking, like, culinary, what if your, mm-hmm, you know, your course is culinary? How are you supposed to, like, obviously that's the reason why you pay for school. It's because, exactly, they have all the equipment,
mm-hmm,
and how can you practice, right? And I do know, like, at the start of the pandemic, I do know people who started posting on TikTok how they do it in school when they're in culinary class, like, they would send you like ingredients and shit. I don't know.
They would send the ingredients.
But what if you don't have the equipment? What if you don't have, you know, the area for it?
Yeah, so I don't have a oven. So, you know.
Have a microwave oven.
I do, but like I can't bake a cake in there. Can I?
True. Yes, you can.
Oh, I can.
I bake cakes all the time.
Oh. With your microwave?
Not like a full-on cake,
right,
but I do mug cakes, which is basically the same.
But you can't make like cake boss level cakes in your microwave.
No, I'm sure somebody
And if out you there are already. If you are into the what is I mean is baking a separate track of culinary or is it all encompassing?
Maybe it is, but
like
there
if
are
you
like
want to study to be a baker. Is it culinary or do you take like bread
baking
or
class?
What is there a course for like pâtisserie or something? I'm thinking of a French word.
No, I don't know. Maybe. But I feel like when you're in culinary, you would have to touch on baking.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
So
I'm just wondering if there's a specialized course.
I'm sure there is. Because like, you take on culinary, but you want to specialize in baking, then you, mm-hmm, take more classes in baking, probably.
Yes. Okay.
But you know, like gastro culinary. Ang tawag mo sa ganun, yung parang where they make like let's say chicken, mm-hmm, mousse bombs or something like that.
Ooh, chicken mousse bombs.
Yung parang ganun. Yung mga parang gastro culinary. I don't know what you call it, but okay. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
You mix science and culinary.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Where you kind of, where there's like a food scientist, diba?
Yes.
Ganun yun. Yeah. Okay. All right. I feel you. Any more thoughts on, wait, were we still talking about level one? Yeah, we were now. Any more thoughts on alert level one, Rika G?
None, dude.
All right. Well, Pao, you know, speaking of since we're on the topic of food, we do have an odd
diba,
which is related to that. And
yes,
Rika G found it. So you want to tell us about that?
I know. Okay. So apparently in McDonald's China, they do release like special items from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And this month, was it this month? Yeah, this month.
Yeah, this month.
They released cilantro sundae.
Cilantro.
Okay. And here's the thing. Okay, so they do have like the green syrup, which I'm thinking is just like riddled with cilantro. It's like cilantro concentrate.
Yeah.
And then they have that, and then they put cilantro on top of it, like dried cilantro, and it's like
that's weird.
Hi, that's
cilantro
weird.
Sundae.
I'm not a big fan of cilantro, but I would prefer it in some cuisines.
Yeah, like a burrito.
Yeah. Like a burrito or like some Vietnamese or like some Thai, but not by itself. But I do know a lot of people who like a bunch of cilantro on their food. And apparently it's in your genes. whether you like salon. Yeah.
No. So
according, look, listen to this.
Okay.
My friend.
All right. I'm going to Google that.
According
too.
To a genetic survey by researchers at Cornell University, and that's an actual university, and there's a specific gene that makes some people strongly dislike the taste of cilantro.
Oh.
And the scientists singled it down to the OR6A2 gene. So I guess if you have that gene, you don't like cilantro.
Yeah, apparently it tastes like soap to people.
It tastes, I mean, there is some soapiness in it, but it adds flavor. But by itself, I would not eat it.
I like weird food combination. Like, I think some people find it weird. Yeah, like some people don't like dipping their fries in ice cream.
Gravy?
I do ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that.
I do that too.
I do that. But that's kind of, this is a little bit too wild for my, my palate. Cilantro. I like cilantro.
Just like I like cilantro as a garnish, as like something on top.
I mean, technically it's still a garnish for this sundae.
It's just too much. If you guys search for the image, it's a cilantro bomb.
Yeah. And it's too, because cilantro has like a minty taste, right? Maybe.
Does it? No, doesn't it?
Am I lying? Am I thinking of something else?
No, it's such a strong taste. It's a distinct taste.
Maybe because it's green, so I think it's minty. Like when the ice cream, when you see green, what do you think? You think of like chocolate chip. I don't know.
Yes.
Chocolate mint.
And I don't know. I wonder if people who do like cilantro would enjoy this sundae.
I would try it, just for the hell of it. But I don't think I would like it.
And so they have dried cilantro on top. Mm. Especially when you dry something, the flavor is more intense. Mm. So I don't know, dude. It's like leafy sundae. It's a leafy sundae.
Yeah. Also, since you said McDonald's in China releases some weird shit or some different shit. Oh, that's my alarm. I did not know this. Previously, McDonald's in China introduced the Spam Oreo burger.
Spam, what?
Yeah, which included two slices of Spam topped with Oreo crumbs and then the chain's signature burger sauce. Wait, there must be weirdest McDonald's China food. Pineapple pie tart. No, this is normal. Pineapple pie sounds normal.
Yeah, we have pineapple pie here. Yeah.
No, I don't know. Here, Spam. Yeah. Oh, it's real, dude. Spam Oreo burger.
Eek.
You know what? That doesn't look that bad. I might eat that. I actually might enjoy that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Kasi parang feeling ko the texture of Oreo when you put liquid in it, you know, it gets a little mushy. It gets a lot mushy. So,
but it's just a little bit of sauce. It looks dry. It looks like it adds crunch to the burger. So you can get your dessert and your lunch at the same time. Save time. You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think so. I would eat this. I would eat this. I will go on the record and say I would eat this and probably enjoy it.
You know what? But then again, you are the type of person who would put multiple stuff in your mouth.
I agree.
No,
very true. I don't deny that. You know?
My sentence construction was not the best.
My buffet game is next level. It's next level. I will make combinations you have never seen. And I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But yeah, cilantro sundae.
I think you would enjoy the burger and the Spam and stuff. Oh, you know what I found out? They sell sliced Spam.
Where? Already.
Like in a can.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do, dude.
Sliced Spam.
They
in
do.
A can?
They have it in Landers or something, like SNR or something.
But is it the Spam brand?
It's a Spam brand.
No.
Look it up.
That's not real. No. I'm going to look it up.
It is real. I found it on MB Foodies on TikTok where they go on grocery stores and look for interesting grocery stuff. Sliced Spam.
I'm Googling it. I can't freaking find it.
Again.
Sliced Spam. I Googled sliced Spam in a can. Can dogs eat Spam? Oh, I'm just singing here. I can't find it. I will not believe it until I see a picture.
Wait, let me search. Slice Spam.
This is the content of our podcast today. Spam.
Spam chopped.
Spam chopped.
Chopped.
Okay, let me see. Spam. Oh, okay.
I see.
Spam chopped pork and it's like lengthwise. It's like lengthwise.
And it's longer.
Yeah, it's longer.
Why is it longer?
Yeah, why is it longer?
Pero itong ina 1,000 pesos, nagawag na lang.
The Lazada. Are you looking at the Lazada?
Yeah, 1,198.
1.8 kilos. Malaki din yan. Pero malaki din yan. 1.8 kilos. Diba? Isn't that a lot of spam?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of spam. 1.8 kilos.
That's like how many
I think that's like spam? That's like
three.
Three?
Probably.
I guess.
Probably.
Yeah. That's a totally made up statistic, but I think so.
Spam. The questions under this search was, yeah. Can you eat spam right out of the can?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Absolutely, you can. I do that all the time. I don't fry them usually.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do you do that to yourself?
It's true,
but
though.
It's edible
out of the can.
It is. It's true. And it's salty anyway, so you know.
I just add tomatoes and rice before. Same thing. Mm. You're just heating it up.
Yeah.
Like if you fry it, you're just heating up already cooked food. It's the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's canned.
Yeah.
Right?
Most canned food is edible.
I mean, that's the reason why it's canned, because you can eat it out of a can.
Yeah. Duh. It doesn't say it's not a can't. Cannot. It's not a canned food. It's too.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Anyway, that's the odd diva for today, and that's the podcast for today, and we'll be back next week, back like we never left. Anything else you want to share with the Lecha fans, Rika Juju?
That's it, you guys. Have a great week ahead, and remember that you are capable and strong.
You are.
You can do whatever.
You got it, sister and brother, and yeah. follow us online, The Halala Show everywhere. It's Halala Show on Instagram, and email us thehalalashow@gmail.com. Oh, by the way, we got an inquiry about something. What the fuck? How many alarms did I set? Because I have a meeting, that's why in half an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, I might forget. Okay, so that's it. Okay. Extra song.
Do, 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 do,